Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to see you today. Been really looking forward to hanging out with you, especially for today's topic. We're going to talk about the one thing that you need to get more customers for your cleaning company. And having coached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you guys, I can almost guarantee you it is absolutely not what most of you guys think. Hey, Karen Coy, good to see you. The problem is, what I found talking to you guys is this: it can be super competitive, right? And we feel like, whether it's a reality or not, we feel like we always either have to charge too little, we're not making any money, or if we finally charge a fair price that's fair, we lose money, right? We just can't get enough customers because we're always doing the dance of, if I charge what is fair and what I need to do a good job and make a couple bucks, I'm going to lose the bid to some lowballer. And if I am the lowballer, then I'll get the work and I can grow, but I can't make any money. And that kind of constant tension keeps us from being able to get the customers that we need. Hello, Luciana and Peter and TJ. Welcome. Glad to have all of you guys, gals in the group. Today's a great time. Kara's in the vision. Lovely. Hey, love your lives. Where do I go to become a mentor, the part of the mentor program? GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Clara, that is where you are. Ciara, I think it's Ciara, C-I-A-R-A, Wiggins. Go to Grow My Cleaning Company. I would start with the absolutely free on-demand training right there at the top, GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. All right. So if you are here because you want to know the one thing that you need to be able to get more customers, you're in the right spot, because we know that customers bring us everything that we want. Howdy, Rich Green. They bring us jobs. They bring us margin. They bring us growth and profit when done right, right? And all the cool things that we want to do, like pay employees and create surprise and delight experiences and blow our customers away and be able to do nice things for our employees and be able to make money and have the financial freedom, the time freedom we want. It all lies on the other side of being able to get customers. So we're going to talk about the one thing that you need to be able to do that consistently, repeatably, and scalably, and dependably. And man, when you get that going, hey, Christina Jocelyn in the house, when you get that ability going, there are very few things that are going to hold you back and life is good. So that said, let's jump in. The reality is most of us go in thinking, Lacey Noble, long time no talk, sister. We got a good group here. So glad to see you guys all here live. And for those of you listening to the podcast or watching the video, you got to come to the live. I shouldn't say you got to come to lives, but it's a lot more fun. We get to interact. You guys can ask questions. We can bust chops. Fun is had by all. And we'll try and make sure that everybody on the replays also have a good time and get lots of value. So the problem is, so many of us, the rookie move, and I've done this, is to go into a customer and go to our comfort zone, right? And that comfort zone is, let me tell you how great I am. We have awards and we do this and we have systems. Look at our processes. My mom thinks I'm great. And we just go on with this diarrhea of the mouth about how great we are. The reality is they do not care anything about you. No offense. I'm sure you're lovely. We here at Cleaning Nation, we care about you for sure. But your customer, your prospect doesn't. He cares about himself or she cares about herself. That is the human condition. So a lot of times I'll coach people and they go, well, I at least have to tell them how much better I am than their current cleaners. And the reality is oftentimes they've picked the current cleaners. And when you do the whole, oh, I'm going to be sly, I'm going to subtly pick up a piece of garbage or run my finger off, across a flat surface that has dust, and I'll teach them, I'll show them. All you're doing is telling them that they made a bad choice and they're stupid, which typically doesn't go well. So believe it or not, we don't ever need to talk about how great we are. We certainly don't need to talk about how crappy their current cleaners are or your competition is or how much better you are about their competition. You can, and the cool thing is a lot of your competition can do this, which just makes them look dumb. All of that is going to do is have your customer understand they don't get me. They don't know what I want. They don't understand. They're in this piddly fight with each other that I don't even care about. I just want you to talk about me. And we're going to get into that, but that's the secret. We get this crazy belief, if I show them how much better I'm about my competitors, then they'll pay more. But the reality is, again, we always have to go back to, they don't care about you. They don't care about your competitors. They care about their number one favorite subject, which is them. And I know for us, cleaning is a big deal, right? It's a big part of our lives. For them, it's really not. So we got to get out of where what we want and what we feel and what we emote and into what they want and what's going to serve them. And we're going to tell you exactly how to do that. So another kind of thing that's going to hold you back, and this will absolutely kill you, is it's all about price, right? It's always about price. They're going to pick the lowest bidder. And TJ says, maybe your mama cares too. And I'll bet your mama cares about you, but she still cares more about her, I'm guessing, depending on how old you are and how evolved she is and how bad of a baby you were. So yes, mama cares, but she still cares about mama probably more than baby, if truth be told, depending on the day. So the one thing that's going to absolutely kill you guys and eat your lunch, oh, I love seeing all the little hearts come up and the laughy faces and the thumbs up. See, all I care about is me. I'm like, screw all these people. I want my hearts and my thumbs up. See, I'm a terrible human, just like the rest of them. Totally kidding, by the way. I love hanging out with you guys. All right. So that thing about it is all about price. Almost never the case. Maybe once in a blue moon with government, and even then it's really about you meeting their standards and the lowest qualified price, but we'll leave that be for now. It is not all about price. And they'll tell you it's all about price because they don't know how to communicate what it's really about. What it's really about is it is about them. And not when I say them, I don't mean the company. So here's another kind of freebie. Now everyone's doing the hearts. You guys are just trying to make me feel good. Here's a freebie. It is never about the price, believe it or not. It is about them and how they perceive you being able to make them feel or not being able to make them feel or how they think you can make their lives better. Okay. So if they're not educated, and guess what our job is to educate them. If they're not educated, they don't know how you can make their life better. So they're going to just assume, which is not helpful to them, they're going to assume the only way you can make their life better is by saving them money. The reality is if you're commercial, which probably half of you guys here are, you're not saving them any money. You're saving their boss money. They don't even care about their boss. If they're residential, they didn't call you to save money because guess what? The cheapest option for resident for either of these is to do nothing. They don't have to hire anyone. They save all the money. It could be free, right? But they're like, no, I can't do that because I've got a massive pain. Hence, the one thing you need to get more customers for your cleaning company is pain. I've got this massive pain. I need it solved. And they certainly don't want to get screwed and pay too much. But if you said, hey, my price is a nickel, I guarantee you'd lose every bid, right? And but you'd be the lowest price. Well, if it's all about price, they'd take your price at a nickel. Why is that? Well, because they know that you can't solve their pain or you can't make their life better for a nickel. So we got to move away from it's about the lowest price. It is not. And it is about who they perceive can solve their pain, make them feel better, make their lives better, make them look better, feel better. Any of that personally, them personally, the guy or gal making the decision, you know, and he's going to say, hey, I'm here for the company. Whatever the company needs, I'm going to do the best for the company, blah, blah, blah. But what they're really going to do is whatever they feel makes them look better. And of course, they have rules, right? If their boss finds out they got screwed or made a dumb decision, that's not going to make them feel good. So it's not like they're going to be brazen about it, but they're always going to be thinking about what will make my life better. And that is how they're going to make 100% of their decisions. And it is not about price. Price enters into it, but really that's just because if they haven't been educated on what their real problem is and how it's affecting their lives and how it's really impacting them as a person, when they get that education, then they want desperately more than anything to solve that. But if they don't have that education, they defer to price, right? Well, if it's all the same and I don't understand, nobody understands me, I guess I'll just go with the cheapest price. And we do that a lot of times. We think, oh, I can't compete with bigger or better companies. Here's the secret. They're making the same mistake that you are, the bigger and better companies. They're either talking about one of two things, price, which you don't want to compete with those guys. And because again, that's not what they want. They want a transformation. So they're actually pretty easy to compete with when you can change a conversation, educate them or themselves. We're this, we're that, we're big, we've got insurance, we've got whatever. And again, they're not interested in that. They're trying to sell them on their least favorite subject, which is, you know, the cleaning company, instead of their most favorite subject, which is the client and how you can make their client better. We tell ourselves, and the reality is when we're not willing to do this, we make up all sorts of crazy stories. It's always going to be lowest price. Not true. If it was always lowest price, Mercedes wouldn't exist, right? We would all be driving Kias, or I don't know what the cheapest car is out there, but we'd be driving that Yugos. They're out of business now. Funny how the low price people go out of business, but the Mercedes and BMW seem to be around forever. Just saying. When we aren't willing to kind of evolve and get better at the skill of really helping people understand what their pain is and getting them to understand that we understand it, we're going to talk a little about that in a second, we make up stuff like, well, they're just going to go on price. They're going to hire their cousin. They're going to You know, they're going to hire a different competitor because it's different, blah, 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 blah. The reality is they're always 100% going to act in self-interest, and they're going to hire whoever they think will make their life better and solve their life. And again, so we go, well, then shouldn't I tell them how I can make their life better? That is another kind of like rookie mistake, is like, well, I'll just tell them how I can make their life better. The reality is most people, you know, we all have our guards up in terms of who can I trust and all that. The way to get people's guards down is to understand them very much. Probably one of the greatest needs I feel, certainly in America today. That makes me sound like old man Campion, doesn't it? In America today, back in my day. Speak of the America, we got Maria in from the UK. Good morning, Maria. It is, I think it's like 1 a.m. over there. What are you doing up at this point, Maria? For crying out loud, even owners need naps every now and again. Honored that you would stay up and join us. So the reality is, we want to talk about us because it makes us feel good. And then we realize they understand and they know that it's really about their pain and solving it. We're like, oh, great. We'll just tell them how well we can solve their pain. Another swing and a miss. The reality is we want to let them know we understand their pain better than anyone else. And again, we don't come at it straight ahead. I understand your pain better than anyone else. No one's going to believe you. What you want to do is ask questions and listen and give them their own words back, right? So if I am talking about me, it just sounds like clicks and buzzes. Like for you old people like me that know Charlie Brown, they have the adults talk. They wouldn't even bother to write like script for them. They would just be like, wah, 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 wah. I don't know. They just didn't want to, the parents didn't even get a voice, right? And when we are talking about how great we are and us and we're the best and we understand you and we're going to make your life great and that's all they're hearing is wah, 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 wah. So you've got to talk about them and their pain, or even better, you've got to listen to them talk about their pain, right? That's the key to the whole operation. So the shortest lesson in sales, and I got this from Jack Daly, if he's out there, full credit, 4 questions, ask questions and listen. Ask questions and listen. You will get so much farther by asking. Notice nowhere in there's talk. Tell them you're great. Tell them your mom thinks you're great. Show them all the awards you've got, trophies from a kid. None of that's in there. Ask questions and listen. And implied is in listening is not talking, shutting up, right? You can't talk and listen. So if you're listening, you ain't talking. So the shortest and best kind of how to get new customers is really ask questions and listen. And the beauty of why that works is what you want people to do is leave and go, that guy, that gal really understood me. And now here's the beautiful thing about it. If I go in and go, I'm the best, I'm going to make your pain better, your life's going to be better, go with me, I can help you, blah, 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 they're not going to hear anything. But if I just go, wow, it seems like you're really struggling with this, tell me about that. And then I'm quiet for 6.5 minutes where they tell me all about their life. I go, wow, how does that make you feel? And then I shut up and I go, wow, how long have you been dealing with this? Wow. What have you tried? How's that work? Tell me more. Gosh, how does that affect other parts of your life? And I'm just asking questions and listening. We're going to end that conversation and they're going to go, that guy got me. That guy listens. He's a smart individual. I always use a story from, I think it's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Great. A terrible title, by the way. It sounds super manipulative. I didn't read it for a long time because I'm like, How to Win Friends and Influence People sounds super like manipulative. But then I read it. It's a great book. So don't be fooled by the title. It's a good book. The author talks about how when he was single, he had a roommate and he went out with a girl and he came home and the roommate's like, how'd it go? And he goes, that was Rich Green's going to make a poster of ask questions and listen. Yes, that needs to be a poster in everybody's office who's ever trying to help another human being or just shut up would be ask questions and shut up would be the politically incorrect way to say it. So the author goes out on this date, comes home, his roommate goes, how was it? And he says, best date I've ever had. This lady was the best conversationalist I've ever met. And as you imagine, the roommate is like, wow, I've best conversationalist he's ever met. I'm dying to meet this woman. She must be amazing. And that woman went on to become his wife, and the roommate was a friend. And when he met her, he said, hey, I got to say, what did you do on that first date? Like, he came home smitten, and all he said was, you're the best conversationalist he's ever met. What did you say that was so like compelling? And she said, and she laughed and said, I didn't say anything. He talked all night about him and himself. And that works in dating. And if you don't believe me, look at my wife and look at me, you're like, wow, Mike definitely knows how to ask questions and listen. And it certainly works in sales. So the cool thing is once they understand that we understand them, you don't even have to sell. And that's going to be the temptation, right? Once you've asked questions and listen and you totally understand it, the temptation is to go, now I can talk about myself. Now that I'm clear on exactly what your pain is. Oh my gosh, mom, you don't have enough time and you don't feel loved by, not loved, but you don't feel valued by your husband and your kids and you feel like they're slave and you have a life and you have a work and oh my gosh, right? You get all that and you're like, now you want to go, well, let me tell you. And then you just want to vomit on them how you can solve all of that. You got to just not. Once they understand that you get it, you can immediately go to solving their pain. You can immediately just say, okay, great. Here's what I propose to fix it, right? You still don't have to talk about you, even though it's tempting. TJ says, what do you do when you ask them how it makes them feel and they give you a blank stare and say, I don't like that, but they don't offer anything more? Great question, TJ. And I got to tell you, this skill, and it is absolutely a skill, very valuable skill of getting pain, is not easy, and it is extremely valuable for the rest of your life if you're able to get pain from people and understand their pain better than they're able to kind of communicate it to themselves. You will be welcome just about anywhere in any sales position. You can really grow customers. So when people aren't giving you pain, and that's natural, by the way, people don't like to talk about it, right? So say on the residential side, I'm talking with a mom who works, and we've got a dad who works, and the dad expects the mom to clean. The mom's like, I work just as well as I do, and I got these kids, and there's dogs making a mess everywhere, and I just want to come home and relax. That's not her proudest moment, right? That's not something she's really excited about talking about, right? Like, let me tell you how crappy my life is and how miserable I am. So we've got these defense mechanisms up that we want to protect ourselves and not share because it's painful. So the job of you, if you're really going to serve them at a high level and help them become your customer and help them have the, you know, let choose you to solve their pain, you are going to have to help walk them through it. So if they give you a blank stare, I would just tell them, hey, my goal here, my job here is not to sell you something. That's going to be refreshing right off the bat. It's going to be to really clearly understand what's not working, what's going wrong, what's where it hurts. And until I understand that, and more importantly, you understand that, right? It's not that you, the salesperson, the person trying to help them, can understand it, but they don't get it. That won't work. They have to really be in touch with their pain, or they're not going to solve it, right? So if they think, it's dirty and I want it clean, I'll just pick the cheapest bid. The problem is they're not going to have their pain solved, because what they really want is to come home and feel safe and loved and be able to relax and connect with their husband and their kids. They want all these other things that someone just going, yeah, we'll come sweep up every now and again. They don't get that. So if you just explain to them, hey, the goal is really get clear on what's wrong and what's not working so we can fix it. And then and only then am I going to give you a recommendation. That recommendation, if I think I'm the best solution to really help you get the life that you want, I'll absolutely tell you what that looks like. If not, I'll still try and figure something out with you, right? So we're not selling anybody anything. We're really getting clear on their pain, and then we're trying to help them. And honestly, at the end of the day, if they won't, TJ, if they won't help you understand their pain, I'm done. If there is no pain, there is no sale. If I don't understand what their problem is, how can I try to solve them or ask them for money to solve it if we don't know what it is? So really, really important that we get pain. And if we can't get pain, I don't continue. If they're not willing to share with me what the problem is, they're really inviting you out to help them solve a problem. And if they won't tell you what that problem is, conversation is over from my perspective. Christina says, I was doing it like this at first and just realized I've slowly become more sales. Yikes, got to get back to listening better. Yes. The best way to not become salesy is to listen. It's really hard to be salesy or high pressure or pushy or anything nearing that when we're quiet and we're listening. So all that to say, and then Rich says, Mike, I guess the key to apply this is having great questions ready in the back of the mind. Got a cheat sheet for us. So two things. One, be curious, be compassionate and curious. If we do that, you don't need a formula or any cheat sheet. But to get you there, as you're practicing, I would absolutely have some questions, and I don't have a cheat sheet, but I'm happy to rattle off a dozen here for you. Tell me about that. Can you be more specific? Can you give me an example? What does that feel like? How long have you been dealing with that? What did you try? How did that work? Are you ready to give up? Why do you think this is? Why do you think you haven't solved this before, right? So all of those, if you want a cheat sheet, feel free to go to the replay and play that back. I don't know how many we got, but that's a great start. The trick is, not the trick, but the methodology is to be interested. The best way to be interesting is to be interested. So if you are curious and compassionate, and for me, I really am curious about people. So it's easy for me to just ask the next natural question, right? So the one thing I don't like about cheat sheets is if I go, hey, what made you invite me out today? What pain are we solving? And they go, well, my kids make a huge mess and blah, blah, blah. And the next sheet on my thing is how long you've been dealing with that. And I just go right to that. I might miss going, oh my gosh, I've got kids. I've got a little 3-year-old and a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, believe it or not. What about you? Oh, yours are 9. What are their names? Right. That's being curious, right? So if you get too much stuck on a rigid, I got to ask these questions, you're going to miss all the curiosity and all the, so this is not an interrogation, it's a conversation. But You cannot go wrong if we are constantly being curious, trying to understand their pain. And then the goal of it is when we understand their pain, we don't sell, right? You got to be resist that temptation to sell and tell them how great you are, blah, 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 blah. I promise you, once you ask the question and understand the answer and listen, and they feel like you've really listened, they've really been heard, that's it. You don't need to sell. You can just immediately present your solution. Cool. Well, that's not true. We got to talk budget, but that's a different topic for a different day. But we never sell or go into a big long presentation. The good news is once you get this right, you can use the skill to attract all the clients that you need at a profitable pricing and use that to get the freedom that you want. The cool thing is I coach you guys day in, day out. And this would be, if you can just do this, you will be in the top 5% of the people that you're competing with. And again, I know because I talked to you guys. So really, really important. Once we get this, not only will you get your financial dreams come true and be able to grow and be able to attract customers at a real price, right? None of this, you notice we talked about was price because pricing is, cleaning can be a commodity, which is price-based. Solving problems is not a commodity and price doesn't come into it, right? So not only is this going to allow you to serve better, but it's going to allow you to price better and really just serve at a higher level. And once you can do that, you can attract clients consistently, repeatably, dependably, scalably, and you can attract them profitable because they really want their problem solved more than they want the cheapest price. If this is scratching where you're itch and you're like, holy crap, I want to know all of this. Tell me everything I need to do to be able to transform my company, to have the freedom to grow, to do bids, to attract client, to attract prospects, even have these conversations. If you want to put this into practice with all that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Let me see if I can type it in, You can say it with me, growmycleaningcompany.com. You will find at the right top of the page a video with me up there. That is the 5 shifts that you need to make to transform your company. It is full of kind of the overview of everything that you need. So if you are serious about really growing, check out that on-demand training. It's completely free. It's the best 50 minutes we've got, and it'll help put some of the stuff in context. So instead of just getting better at cleaning or at closing more people, which is great, we can grow our entire business and really have the freedom that we want. You're absolutely welcome, Christina. So glad to have you. All right, guys, gals, hopefully you got what you needed. Just remember the one thing that you need is to understand their pain and let them understand their pain and make sure they understand that you understand their pain. That will beat every objection over handling sequence, anything else in the world. That's going to beat it. And spoiler, it's a crap ton more fun. So go out there, let us know how you do in the Facebook group, give us some feedback on that, and we'll talk soon. See you guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.